You are listening to the Courtship Code podcast, where we use a combination of psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking industry techniques to help you to level up your love life. And I'm your host, relationship coach and author, Zara J. Don't forget to join us in our women's only Facebook group, Captivating Courtship Code, where you're able to continue the discussion, post questions for peer support, and also get free content and resources. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code podcast. And I'm your host, Zara J, and I'm happy to be with you for another week. Can you believe that we are halfway through the year? We are more than halfway through the year because we're in the month of July. That is crazy how quickly this year has flown by. And if you think about it, not long ago, like this time last year, we were in the midst of the pandemic. Now everyone is back outside trying to adjust back to being normal. And it just seems like it's just time to move forward, right? It's time to move forward. It feels good to see the world getting back to its normal place. But even though it's kind of awkward, I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm one of the few that still goes out with a mask on. But it's a good place to be in. And I feel very hopeful, very optimistic about where things will go for the rest of the year. And I hope that you do too. And that's why I wanted to bring today's episode to you, which is 3 steps to be your own matchmaker. So I'm going to be sharing 3 steps with you, 3 things that you need to do from my background in matchmaking. I'm going to talk to you about that. But 3 things that you need to do, okay, in order to stop letting love come naturally, start to create a match game plan, and get a move on. Start moving forward with your love life, just like we're moving forward from this pandemic, okay? So thank you for listening. For those of you who are first-time listeners and don't know, my name is Zara. I am an experienced matchmaker. I am a relationship coach. I'm the creator of the Captivating Courtship Code, which is a 6-step proven process to teach women how to not only heal their emotional wounds, but also how to create a match game plan so that they can attract compatible men for commitment. And I specialize in working with high-achieving women, ambitious women, go-getting women who are ready to stop showing up on love survival mode and start attracting quality men for relationships. So I'm an author, a podcaster, a relationship coach, a lot of things that I've been able to do by the grace of God. And I'm also here to serve you today. So thank you for tuning in. So let's talk about being your own matchmaker. And I just want to dig into the background. I don't talk about my background in matchmaking as much as maybe I should. But for those of you who aren't familiar, don't know, for almost 6 years, I owned a matchmaking service, and I worked with men and women across the globe, helped them to meet matches, helped them to get married, helped them to find partners. And that experience in matchmaking is what led me to create the Captivating Courtship Code and develop the process for the stuff that was behind the layers that a lot of my clients struggled with. And the thing is, when women will come to me, and men too, because I worked with both men and women, but I'm just going to focus on women for right now. When women would come to me for matchmaking, there were some really clear gaps in the process. Gaps in how they were showing up, how they were communicating, how they would sabotage themselves, how they would attempt to build connection or lack thereof. And a real disconnect between the relationship that they desired and how they were actually showing up in courtship, which is what led me to create the Captivating Courtship Code to move them through this process very strategically and intentionally to close those gaps quickly so that they can attract better partners, attract better relationships, and they feel really confident and worthy of the love that they desire so they stop sabotaging it. But on the other side of that, was me having to answer their big question, which was, where do I meet compatible men? Help me to find a partner. And that was the main goal for me as a matchmaker. And even though at times matchmaking felt very frustrating because women wouldn't necessarily be focused on doing some of the things that was causing them to have such struggles, and they weren't willing to break up with their patterns, they weren't willing to learn how to undo the habits that had caused them to get to a certain place in their life, especially for many of my high achieving women who were like over 30 or over 35. There were some very solid habits, the young ones too, don't get me wrong, the women under 30 as well. But I did notice that for many of my women who were over 30, over 35, they were a lot more stuck on the idea of meeting a match and not learning how to attract and how to court and how to do things, because they were very stuck on trying to get a certain type. So we'll dig into that another time in the future. But all in all, the thing is that I had to put together a game plan for them. And in being a matchmaker, I did learn there are very strategic things that I would have to do in order to find the right types of men for them, in order to find matches, to get leads, in order to get a good understanding of who are going to be the right partners for them, which would lead to matches or lead to marriage, right? So the goal of a matchmaker is to simply get you matches, right? A matchmaker is not a magician. A matchmaker is not God. A matchmaker is not you, okay? A matchmaker cannot make you get married. It's not an arranged relationship or an arranged marriage. Their job is to bring you matches and for you to do the rest, right? Which is why having the Captivating Courtship Code and coaching, that's why that's so beneficial, because once you get in front of the match, you still need to know how to maneuver courtship, how to communicate, how to build connection. And many women that are amazing in their careers and they're super intelligent and they're so ambitious and they're so hardworking, many of them have done a phenomenal job in developing the hard skills in life, but struggle or feel challenged with their soft skills, their feminine energy, how to connect with the man's heart, how to get into commitment, how to maneuver courtship and avoid a lot of the unnecessary pain and frustration and rejection and ghosting and all those things, and how to have the mindset of a captivating queen that sets them up to win with men. But today we're just going to talk about having a game plan, having a match game plan, and how you can be your own matchmaker. Because for many women, the goal is to meet a partner. And here's something that I want to say to you as well. Before you implement any type of game plan, before you decide to get online to start meeting men or hire a matchmaker or join coaching or just work on this area of your life, it is so important for you to understand that in order to change this area of your life, you must make it a priority. And there's so many messages that has told women, put off love, put off relationships, put off having a family. You have time, you have time, you have time. Don't worry about it. And the problem with that, or even the whole notion of, hey girl, just let love come naturally, just focus on your career, just focus on making money. Some of that is true. You absolutely want to work on being the best version of yourself, right? And we talk about that in coaching. We talk about that in step two of the Captivating Courtship Code. Yet, you also want to utilize your time wisely. Because here's what happens. Two things often happens with women. One is what I noticed, especially with coaching, is that women will put off their love life, put off prioritizing, learning how to create the type of relationships that they want, put off meeting men, put off their love life. Either they just completely avoid it, or they will take long periods of time in between relationships or post a breakup or divorce or in between relationships that didn't work out. And they'll take long periods of time before getting back out there. And then what happens is for many women, and I see this all the time, and it hurts me. It literally hurts my heart. Because what I see is I see women who are then in their mid-30s, their late 30s, their early 40s, And they get to a place where they're underneath this pressure cooker for love. They're underneath this pressure cooker for a relationship. They're underneath this pressure cooker to have babies. And they get so focused and fixated on the goal that they don't realize all the other things that needs to happen. And they don't want to do the other things that have to happen in order for them to actually improve their love life and increase the probability of them actually attracting a partner. They just want to meet the man, have the family, you know, or meet the man, get the ring, or that's what they're fixated on. And then there's all these fears of change. There's all these fears that maybe they might have to do something different. They might have this fear that they'll have to settle, or this fear that they won't be able to get what they want. And it just puts the lid on the pressure cooker even tighter, just makes it even tighter. And they often will fall into a place of not really doing anything different and wasting more years and wasting more time. And it pains me to see that, because yes, if you want to have a family, if you want to get married, if you want to start attracting a man and you're at a certain age demographic, you don't have time to waste. Okay. I just really want to dispel this belief that you have more time. You have more time. I'm not saying that a woman at 50 or 60 or 80 can't meet a partner. I absolutely do believe that. But she has to do something different than what she has been doing in order to make that happen. Love isn't just this accidental thing that you have no control over. Meeting a partner is not this accidental thing that you have no control over. It's a very intentional act. Yes, there are circumstances where a man may just come into your life. Maybe you work with him, or maybe you've been introduced to him through a friend or through some organization that you both are a part of, and it just so happened to work out that way. That does happen, but the numbers show that there's a low percentage of that actually happening. So while you are waiting for love to just come to you and for things to just happen naturally, you're missing an opportunity of being intentional and actually being purposeful in this area of your life and knowing how to do it in a way that doesn't make it a burden, it doesn't make it painful, and it actually makes it a good experience because you understand how to court for commitment. Now, the other woman is the woman who is actively meeting men. She's constantly meeting men. She is courting. She maybe had this relationship or that relationship. But the problem with the other woman who wastes time is that she wastes time with the wrong men. She doesn't understand how to court for commitment. She doesn't understand what a commitment-ready man looks like, how he shows up in the world, things that he does differently than a man that's not ready for commitment. So she's listening to what a man says, and she doesn't actually know or understand with clarity and intention what to look for. So she wastes a lot of time with the wrong men. She goes through a lot of pain, a lot of heartbreak. She causes a lot of unnecessary years being single because she doesn't understand how to court for commitment. And she may actually have relationships. She may even enter a committed relationship. She may get a committed partner or a boyfriend, intended, whatever the terminology you want to use, but it doesn't actually go anywhere. And she doesn't know how to get on the other side of that. Okay. So for both of these types of women, they are attracting and courting as wounded princesses. And we talk about that a lot, the difference between a wounded princess and a captivating queen. And you want to become a queen of courtship, but right now they're showing up as wounded princesses. So what I want to do with you today is to share three tips how to start making that transition by having a match game plan. Okay. It's just a start. It's not going to give you all the solutions and all the things that you need to do, but it's going to give you some clue of where to start. And that's what matters most, right? And if you want to also work on this, then I invite you to join the free Be Your Own Matchmaker Challenge. You can go to our website, captivatingcourtship.com/be-your-own-matchmaker, and sign up for the free 2-day challenge. Okay. Now, The first thing when it comes to being your own matchmaker, and what I want you to do, because there are certain things that as a matchmaker that I would have to do in order to find matches for my clients, in order to get to know my clients, in order to create their game plan. And the first thing is getting to the nitty gritty of what will work. Now, as a matchmaker, what I would do is when you would first apply to matchmaking, which we will be relaunching a matchmaking service soon, it's a very high-end matchmaking service, a VIP experience, and you can go to captivatingcourtship.com/VIP to get on the wait list for that so you can get the details. But the first thing when you go to work with any matchmaker is you have to complete an application. So the application gives you a background and an understanding of what this person is looking for, what they've already done, what are some basic things that you need to know? You know, are they okay with long distance? How many children do they have? You know, just basic things, career, education, all those things, okay? So those are just some of the basic things that you have to know as a matchmaker in order to even just decide if you want to work with a person. From there, you would do an interview, okay? But before that is the background. So for you to be your own matchmaker, the first thing that I want you to do is get crystal clear with yourself on what will work. Get to the nitty gritty and be honest and transparent with yourself. This was a major pet peeve of mine as a matchmaker. One of the things that really led to a point of frustration that caused me to just let me step away from this industry for a minute. Because one of the things that was extremely frustrating was the lack of self-integrity, which I'm not blaming anyone that I worked with for that, because a lot of times people aren't as aware. Like, people aren't very clear on a deeper subconscious level of the things that they say or what they want or some of the contradictions that they make. But this is the opportunity for you to get crystal clear with yourself about what will actually work. So if you are a woman who you know deep down inside, you're not in a position to relocate, or maybe you will relocate, but maybe only within like a 3-hour radius, or let's say you're very close with your family or very close to your kids or your career or whatever it is, like that's not a real option for you. It's important for you to get clear with that within yourself that that's not a real option for you. Because if it's not a real option for you, then wasting time with men who are further than a 2 or 3 hour radius or further than a 1 hour radius is going to be a waste of time. Because you know that you're not going to relocate. Now, there may be an option for that man to relocate to you, but then you have to also decide, is that something that you are going to be comfortable and okay with? Here's an example. I had a client who was abroad. And amazing woman, beautiful woman, smart woman, great career, all of those things. But she didn't want to relocate for love. And this caused an unnecessary burden and hardship on her love life, because instead of focusing locally, she wanted a man to come to her. Or instead of her being willing to relocate, she wanted a man to relocate to where she was. Now, is there an option and opportunity that a man may do that? Yes. But is there a higher probability that an adult man who's established, who has a family or has worked really hard to achieve certain things in his life, there are higher probability that he won't be able to just pick up and move across the world to be with a woman? Yes, there's a higher probability. And then the other problem with that is that in many cases, it'll emasculate a man, because now he'll feel dependent upon the woman. He'll feel as though he has shifted his whole entire life to be with that woman. Unless that is already on his life's plan, then there's a high probability that he may engage, he may talk, he may communicate, he may come visit, he may go through all the feels. But when it comes down to the reality of being able to make that happen logistically, he may not be able to commit. And constantly going into these roadblocks and going through situations like that over and over and over again, where a man may build connection with you, he may make the relationship feel really good and like it's going forward, but then when it comes down to actually being able to commit, which is going to require some major logistical things to take place, suddenly he's not ready. Suddenly money is an issue, his career is an issue, his time is an issue, all these other things start to come up, because really, he really wasn't going to be able to make that happen. So instead of you banking on the man, or instead of you being in a situation where you are opening yourself up to opportunities that may not actually be the best fit for you. Now, I'm not saying close yourself off, because I have clients who are courting men abroad right now, and it's working. I have clients who live in other countries, and they're having these conversations and they're open to the possibility. So I'm not saying that it's a 100% no go, but you have to be honest and transparent with yourself about the reality, because I need you to lock in to the mindset of what is it that you really want and what is it that you're actually able to make happen. I have a client right now that just comes to mind. I actually love her story. She lives here in the States. The man that she is courting is abroad. And they have been very intentional, especially him. It hasn't been her doing all the work and leading the way. Actually, she came into coaching, already courting him. And she joined coaching because she wanted to go about this courtship differently. So she wanted to learn how to allow herself to be courted. She wanted to learn to trust, to reconnect with her feminine energy. She wanted to learn and how to make sure that this was going to be the right situation for her. And that's, I actually adore women who are already courting someone and come into the program with the mindset of, I want to make sure I'm doing something differently. Whether this works out or not with this man, I'm ready to do something different. And they don't block the fact that, oh, I'm seeing someone, so everything's fine. And they know that they still don't feel very confident or strong when it comes to courtship. But in her situation, she came into courtship already courting a gentleman who was abroad, but they had already met in person. They were being very intentional. Now they're in the process of meeting each other's families, and they're going about this process very intentionally. So in this instance, it works. But she was also willing to up and travel abroad very early on in the courtship, I think within like the first 2 months, in order to meet him and get an idea of, is this actually someone that I'm going to be interested in, which is a smart girl. I love it. But if that's not you, maybe financially you can't make that type of commitment. Maybe because of your family structure, you can't make that type of commitment. Maybe because of your career, you can't make that type of commitment, whether this person is abroad or if he's 2 states away or 1 state away or 4 hours away. But if you know that your lifestyle and your particular circumstance is going to make anyone that's abroad or long distance become a problem, then you need to be honest with yourself about that so that you're not wasting time with long distance relationships. But that's just one example of getting to the nitty gritty of what will work. But I want you to get to the nitty gritty. Get honest, get clear, get transparent with yourself about what will work for you. Okay, so that's the first step. The next thing I want you to do is start working on being your own matchmaker and creating your match game plan. Is I want you to get crystal clear on who you are and who are the right men for you. Now, in the Captivating Courtship Code Group Coaching Program, we have different exercises, different things to create this aspect of your game plan that's very clear and intentional to make sure that you are authentically attracting the right men for you and you're very clear and confident at, because I tell the women to use their game plan as a compass. That is going to have all the things that you need to know so that you are clear, you're confident, and stick to that compass, right? That's your North Star. But for you, you have to get clear on who you are and who are the right men for you. Now, this may be a struggle if you don't know how to do this on your own, or you don't know exactly what to look for. And I'm not talking about the material things, the status things. I'm talking you get really authentically clear on a value level about what will actually work for you and who you are. Start there. Start with the focus on you. And here's why. With every single client that I worked with in matchmaking, or every single person that even just came into the database, they may not have been matchmaking clients, they may have just been database members. But for every single person, I did a 30-minute interview with them. In that 30 minutes, the questions that I would ask them would help me to get an understanding of their background, of their values, of what they're looking for, of their just different experiences. And one thing that I came across time after time after time again was that there were a few things that I came across. But the number one thing that I came across was that when I would ask women, can you give me your top five values, or can you name 3 to 5 of your core values? Many women could not clearly answer. They really struggled with this. And if you're not clear on your core values, if you're not clear on who you authentically are, if you're not authentically aligned, then getting clear and understanding how to attract the right partners, how to not waste time with the wrong partners, is going to be really difficult. And some women will think that they're more clear than they actually are. And they'll think because they know the type of man, well, I want a man that's this type of man, or I want this type of guy. And they're so stuck on what they want that they don't actually know who is going to be best. And you can't know who's best if there are things that you don't even understand within yourself. So getting very clear on who's actually going to be the right man for you is really important. But you can't do that until you get clear on who you authentically are. So you need to get crystal clear on this. You need to close the gap. You need to get authentically aligned, because this is going to make meeting your match a lot easier. This is going to make your interactions with men a lot easier, and it's going to help you to stop wasting time. And it's a mindset piece that many are missing when it comes to courtship. That causes a lot of cloudiness, that causes a lot of unnecessary frustration and pain, that causes them to want to avoid or to give up. So you need to get very clear on that. The third thing that I want to share, let me just dive into before I do that. Some of the other things that I would experience time after time after time again, when it came to the interview process and seeing a lack of clarity in many, is that when I would ask them what they were looking for, you don't know how often people would say the same exact things time after time after time. It would be so predictable on what most women would say that they're looking for. It lacked depth. It didn't have any real substance to it. It would be very simple. You know, I'm looking for a man who's, let's say, college educated, financially stable, well-groomed, takes good care of himself, a man who values health and fitness, a man who, you know, prioritizes God or cares about his religion. And those would be basically the same things. And it's so vague. Maybe a man who's family oriented, very vague, right? So when women are trying to attract from these very vague things, and it's just on the surface level, they will cling to those surface level things and ignore all the stuff that's beneath the surface. So it's important for you to get clear on that. And then the third thing that I would see oftentimes was that women had no clue how to communicate their value. So when I would do an interview with a potential client or a database member, I would ask them to tell me about themselves. A lot of women are very uncomfortable talking about themselves, very uncomfortable talking about themselves. And also, they would go to the go-to things. Maybe they start talking about the family that they come from or their family history. They would go to their career. They would go to their education. They may mention how many children they had, if they had children. They may mention places that they have traveled to. And then that would kind of just be it. they didn't really know how to communicate who they are. So all the aspects that they had wrapped into their identity were those things that I just mentioned, and that's kind of where it stopped. And the thing is, if you don't have a good understanding of who you are, the value that you bring to a relationship, and you don't know how to communicate that to me, then you probably don't know how to communicate that to a man. And you also won't know who are the right men for you. Because the things that you're wrapped up your identity in are probably not the things that this man necessarily is looking for when he's looking for a romantic connection with a woman. When he's looking for a wife. Now, some of those things may be good. Yes, he may want a woman who's educated. He may want a woman who's financially stable. He may want a woman who, values her religion or any of those things. But some of the deeper things, some of the other things, some of the things that really makes her stand out, that really makes her unique on the relationship market, that really makes her amazing. If you don't know how to communicate that, then how is someone supposed to see it? And if you can't communicate it with me, and if I have to pull it out and pull it out and pull it out, that means you're not fully clear. Okay? And that's something that we also do in coaching. But now the third thing that you need to do to create your match game plan and to be your own matchmaker is you need to create pools of compatible options. Yes, you have to take action. This is a big step. This is a big part of being a matchmaker, is also going out there and taking action. So there's different ways that you can take action, right? So you're being your own matchmaker. You're going out into the world. The first thing that you might need to do to be your own matchmaker is you may need to initiate. Yes, girl, yes. You may need to initiate. You may need to put yourself out there and seek out potential options. That is something that a matchmaker does. The reason why matchmakers are paid so much, the reason why they are, a $5, $10, $15, $20, some charge $50,000 to do matchmaking, depending on the circumstance, is because it takes a lot of effort to go out there and scout potential matches. That's not an easy job. And not only are you scouting men, but you're looking for the type of man that your client wants. So it's a lot of work. And that's why matchmakers are not only a luxury option, but they are a high paying option. If you want to be able to sit back and kick back and let a matchmaker find the men for you, you're going to have to invest in that, because it is time consuming and it does take a lot of work to interview and scout man after man. So you're going to have to do this for yourself. You're going to have to be your own matchmaker. You're going to have to go out there and take action and initiate. The second thing is that you're going to have to get referrals. That's another part of being a matchmaker, is getting referrals, whether you get network referrals, in-house referrals, referrals from just other people that you know, but you have to get referrals. You have to get people referred to you. And then the third thing is that you need to get more leads coming into you. So in this, I'm going to try to drop the business terminology, but in this case, you need to get more men approaching you, which means you need to be positioned and seen. You need to be visibly seen. People need to know that they can come to you, know that you're an option. And you need to have more men showing you interest. Okay? So this is all underneath the umbrella of taking big, consistent action. As a matchmaker, a good matchmaker who's trying to grow their database, trying to scout for their clients, trying to get paid the big bucks. Why is it such a big investment to work with a matchmaker? Because many people don't want to do this for themselves, whether they don't have the time to do it, or they just don't have the skill set, or they just like, I don't want to do it. And I want to do it. Right? And that's okay. But if you don't want to do it for yourself, you're going to have to invest in getting the help, or you're going to have to just stay exactly where you are and not have any pools of options, or you're just going to have to wait for the little bit that trickles in, or you're going to have to get to the money, honey, and get out there and get to work. And take big, consistent action. But if you want to be your own matchmaker, this is what you're going to have to do, okay? So I want to share a story with you really quickly before we wrap things up today. I'm going to tell you a story about a client, Monique, of mine that I had. And Monique came to me. She put her information in a database. And she had been single for about 11 years prior to putting her information in the database. And she had her information in the database, I think, for about 7 or 8 months. And I didn't have any matches for her. Not because I had to have matches for her, because she's just put her application in the database. She wasn't a matchmaking client necessarily. But she was in the database. And she lived in a town in New York, and that town wasn't like a big city. I think it was like a suburb outside of some big cities, but she lived in that town. So she had been single for 11 years. Of course, she had met and courted men for many years, and with no luck, right? None of the men would commit, or she wasn't really meeting the right types of men. And she's an amazing woman. She's an attorney. Comes from a good family, all of those things, but she just couldn't figure it out with the relationship. So as I was scouting for potential men, just looking for men for a database, actually looking for men for some other clients that I had, I came across the man who would turn out to be her husband. So came across him, and how I met him was actually through an app, and I came across his page, and we initiated a conversation, told him I was a matchmaker, told him what I was doing, and he was interested in working with me and hiring me, because he said, you know, he was ready to meet a woman, he wanted to get married. So he paid me, you know, he invested in matchmaking, and I became his matchmaker. I actually wasn't her matchmaker, I was his matchmaker. And she was one of the first people that came to mind. Now, here's what's really interesting. At the time, in full transparency, I didn't pay much attention to her location. All I knew was that she lived in the state of New York. I did not pay attention to the specific town that she lived in. So when I sent him her profile, I just had it in mind that they both lived in New York, and they were both professionals. They both came from immigrant backgrounds, different immigrant backgrounds. But I said, okay, you know, there may be some things in common here. So I introduced them to one another. And then it wasn't until after I introduced them to one another that I realized that they both lived in the same exact suburb in New York. Like, what are the odds of that, right? So meanwhile, this woman's been single for 11 years. No luck. The men that she talked to all live typically at a distance, or maybe at some other parts of New York, but they didn't live nearby. But this man just so happened to be in the same town. And I didn't even realize that. So they met. They went through their courtship. It's a lot of stuff to fill in the blank on that situation, some of the ups and downs and ways that some of her friends almost had her sabotage her engagement, taking advice from the wrong people, taking advice from their friends, well-intended friends, but they didn't give the best advice because they're not relationship experts. They don't have the experience. Almost caused her relationship to end and be sabotaged. Thank God I was able to jump in there, kind of mediate and assist with the situation. But they ended up getting married, I think, less than 6 months later. Now, 11 years single, meeting a man in the same town, getting married months later. Okay? It can happen for you too. This was not a woman that was 22. I believe at the time she was about 36 or 37. She had never been married before. She didn't have any children. Neither did he. He was roughly around the same age. And it can absolutely happen for you. Now, will it necessarily happen the same exact way? Will you have the same fairy tale? No, not necessarily, but you can have a similar one. If you decide to be your own matchmaker, which means you have to take action. You have to be out there. You have to get clear. You have to be open. Okay? So, I want to invite you to join our new free Be Your Own Matchmaker Challenge, because creating a match game plan is not always easy to do. And I want you to have some of the fundamentals and understandings of how to get started with this. And you can create your own game plan. You can be your own matchmaker. And I want to help you with this by joining the free challenge. Now, of course, when you join Captivating Courtship Coaching Program, you're going to have even more support and even more clarity, right? But that doesn't mean that you can't get started. You have to start somewhere. And if you are a woman who values your relationships, you know that you want to get married, you know that you want a partner, you know that you want the love life that you fantasize about when you're laying in bed at night, when you're driving in a car and you hear that love song, right? You know that this is something that you want, and you know that you've wasted a lot of time. You got to start taking baby steps forward. So go to captivatingcourtship.com/be-your-own-matchmaker and sign up for the free 2-day challenge. It's an audio course you're going to have access to. You can listen to it, let's do it over and over again, and start creating your match game plan. Start implementing the things that I told you today. Start getting clear that this part of your life is something that's important to you, and you don't want to waste any more time letting love come naturally. You are ready to be your own matchmaker. Start moving your love life forward, and you're going to start with creating a match game plan. So again, go to captivatingcourtship.com/be-your-own-matchmaker and sign up for the free 2-day challenge. And I will be talking to you next week. Next week, we are going to be talking about why overthinking pushes men away and what you need to understand and do about it. I'll talk to you soon.
If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you share it with family, friends, or any of your peers who may benefit from listening to the Courtship Code podcast. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you level up your love life. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And until then, stay on code.